Ever find yourself, endlessly scrolling on those dating apps, hoping for like a glimmer of a connection?
Oh, absolutely. It's a real life treasure hunt, isn't it?
Yeah,
Sifting through profiles.
totally. But, and maybe this has happened to you stumble across this profile, and on the surface, it seems fine, nothing alarming. And then you start digging a little deeper.
Ah, see, now you're talking my language. Today's deep dive is all about spotting those red flags, those subtle signs that might save you from a dating disaster.
And we're taking cues from a blog post by the Mindful Modern Mistress. They're all about calling out those low-effort dating app moves.
Which, let's be honest, are way too common. I mean, have you ever received a message that seemed okay at first glance until you checked out their profile?
Ugh, all the time. It's like they put zero effort in. We're talking a profile picture that's like 5 years old or just nothing there.
Ah, yes, the dreaded blank profile. Red flag number one.
Seriously. What's the deal with that? Is it laziness? Are they hiding something?
Okay, so a blank profile, right? It could be a few things. Maybe they're not really taking the whole online dating thing seriously, just dipping their toes in the water.
Which is fine, but then, like, be upfront about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or it could be a sign they're not super confident, hesitant to put themselves out there. And that's something to keep in mind, right? Because those insecurities can impact a relationship.
Totally. Okay, red flag number two, the low effort response. You know, when you pour your heart into a message and you get back a one-word answer, or worse, just a picture.
The worst. It's like, hello, did you even read my profile?
Right. It feels so disrespectful, like they didn't
Sure.
even glance at the things you shared about yourself.
And that's a major turnoff. The Mindful Modern Mistress, she has some strong words for dealing with these low-effort daters.
Yeah, tell me about it. She basically says, don't even waste your time responding. Block. Delete. Move on.
It sounds harsh. I get it. But it's actually a really powerful way to set boundaries. It's saying, hey, I value my time and energy, and I'm looking
Parallel.
for someone who does the same.
It's about knowing your worth.
Exactly. And honestly, dodging those low-effort interactions early on, that opens up space for more meaningful connections down the road.
It's like filtering out the noise so you can actually hear the right signals. But are we maybe like reading too much into these things? I mean, they seem kind of small, right?
Here's the thing. Those seemingly small things, they can actually reveal a lot about someone's communication style, their level of respect for others, even their ability to be present and engaged.
So those small red flags could actually be a preview of bigger issues down the line.
Right. Because if someone can't even be bothered to write a proper message on a dating app, what does that say about their effort in a real relationship?
Oof, yeah. Okay, so big picture, those red flags we see online, they're more than just tiny annoyances.
They're valuable pieces of information. They can help us make more informed choices about where we invest our time and energy.
Exactly. So next time you're scrolling through those profiles, remember those red flags. They just might save you from a dating disaster.
And don't forget, you deserve someone who puts in the same effort that you do.
Kind of said it better myself. Now, here's something interesting to think about. Think about these digital red flags we've been talking about, the low effort, the lack of respect for your time. How often do those same things pop up in other areas of your life, like in your work relationships or with certain brands you follow online? You might be surprised by the parallels you find.